Arla is about fruits. If there's Arla, then the bracha would have to be on eggs. Is that correct? And there's a back and forth. Arla, bracha, bracha, and Arla. And Reb Meir holds that there's only Arla on the Yaina Yisen.
This was on
Amud Aleph. This was on Amud Aleph.
Is there a Meir on the page?
Says the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva. Okay. Bottom line. Zrayim. You know what the word Zrayim means? What does the word Zrayim mean? Parallel truth. That's all fruit. What's fruit? The Mela Bracha. That's what we were learning till here. We left off at an interesting point. In Chutz Laretz, do you take everything else besides the main fruit and give and have a chi of arla on it? We say no, because if you have mekla, there's no problem of arla. Correct? So the question is, so what bracha does it become?
Well, the other stuff which were...
Yeah, but what happened? So obviously in Chutz Laretz it's saying that it's not a bar priyat. So what, in Eretz Yisrael it is a bar priyat? Something is not... It's a tremendous question. Something is not right here.
What was that like?
Whatever the bracha is an American and this, but what depends on... So I asked, let's say you're flying towards Israel. So you're halfway there, and all of a sudden the bracha, baruch atah, what happened?
Isn't it the fruit from the place? It's the fruit from the place, or it's where you
are? Also asked for the fruit from the place.
No, it's not where you are.
It doesn't really make sense, right? It's whatever it is, it doesn't change.
If you have fruits out of Israel,
right, it's not a fruit.
No, I'm saying if you take fruits from Eretz Israel, you're going to have to be machmir.
I'm asking you, so let's say you take a fruit from Israel into America, so you're going to make a different bracha because it came from Israel?
No, but you know what
I'm
saying.
I'm not talking about Arla. My question is
not.
The question is Lamas. Is it a fruit that you make eights, and it depends where on the Atlantic you are?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. So let me show you how we got to cut away the Arla Sivya for a while. Because I don't want to get into the Arla Sivya. I don't want to get into Maestro. That's Zrayim. Zrayim is an entirely different limud. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. Except for that the Gemara says that we're borrowing the concept of Peri from Zrayim. So it's good enough just to take that fact and bring it back to Masechtas Brachos. So let's continue now as if we went back and forth with Truma and Meiser, Arla, yes, Arla, not Arla, yes, Meiser. And let's get to the next case, Pilpuli. See Pilpuli? Daflamid Vav Omud Bet. Honestly, did you come over to me to ask me where to learn this morning?
Yeah, we got there.
Okay.
We were going crazy trying to
say it. Is it me like I didn't say it? I thought I said it, huh?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so listen carefully. So let me repeat again.
Fly through.
From here till the word pilpuli is more or less, yeah, about Arla and Meiser and Meiser and Arla.
Yeah, that's why we're going crazy.
Okay. So let's now fast forward to the next topic of Brachot, which goes back to the concept of Arla and not Arla, and that is pilpuli. What is pilpuli? Pilpuli is definitely something in the pepper family. Not clear exactly what that means. It can mean live, regular, raw peppers. It can mean peppers that dried. And I guess that means what? Dried fruit pepper? The same way you can have fruit, and then you can have, or it could be the spice. We all know that there's fruit, and then there's dry fruit, and then there's the spice. Okay. So let's discuss what this is in relevance of the Gemara. Pilpuli. Mepsheshes Amar, Shehakoil that you have to make a bracha shakol the ebed v'man. Rava Amar loy klum. You actually make no bracha whatsoever on it.
I can ask out the word klum. I forget to say lo.
Lo klum. Not anything, which is nothing. Okay. Now, if you notice, there's a little tent over there, which would tell you right away that we probably are going to find in halacha lo klum, that you're not going to make any bracha whatsoever. Okay, good.
So what do we settle? What is it? Pilpuli?
So let's see. Or? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "What's pilpuli?" Says Rashi. Nothing. Nothing. All right. So the Gemara comes along and says, "V'azda kaspapa." That's the next line. Says the Gemara, "V'azda Rava l'taymei," and Rava that said you don't make a bracha at all goes according to his reason. And that is that since it's nothing and you make no bracha shahakol on it, you're allowed to eat any Yom Kippur. You're allowed to go and eat pepper on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Damar Rav, Kas Palpali. It didn't say Pilpali. What does it say? Kas Pilpali. Either way, we're going to get to what that means. B'yayim Kippuri, potter. If you ate it, Yom Kippur, you're potter. Now, don't say you're allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur.
It's potter,
which means is that some guys are going to learn this Gemara and say, well, let me go out and buy my special peppers for Yom Kippur. My Yom Kippur peppers. And the answer is...
It's like a pepper...
We don't know yet what it is. We don't know. We don't know yet. I'm just reading. So far, I'm reading. See, that's the point of learning. Learning is first you read and read. Read it. Let's read it. So you notice that we started with pilpuli, and there's machloikas about pilpuli. Is it a hadama or a shahaka or a loiklum? Excuse me, nothing, right? Could be you make right pilpuli rishesham shahaka or a loiklum, nothing. It's either shahaka or nothing. And then the Gemara says on Yom Kippur, if you ate kas pilpuli, potter.
What's the translation
of
the word
ba'azda? Ba'azda goes rava l'taymei. He follows his reasoning. Kas pilpuli yayim purpa. Kas zangabili, which is ginger. Zangabili is like ginger. It's in the ginger family. Okay. The yayim adikipure potter. He's also potter. Says the Rashi. What's kas pilpuli? Kol davar sha'adam oichel shaloi kidarkai. Whenever you eat something, shaloi kidarkai, mikri kasisa. It's a type of eating which is not normal to eat.
So it's an active eating?
So the word kas is not the product. It's not a product.
You can snort it.
What it is it's the verb, but because of that, the product gets the verb in its name.
But it's something that you're eating. It's not how you eat.
Kol davar, anything. It's an object. It's an object.
Sha'adam
oichel shaloi kidarkai mikri kasisa. Because ksisa is the verb, and we take that verb and we stick it into its name. For example, when you eat peppers hot, so it's called hot peppers. Well, actually, not true.
That's the way of eating. So I don't think it's
spicy. Where'd you get spicy? Who said?
It's not the way of eating.
I don't know. Maybe it's not normal to eat it dry, and it has to have to be a spice. You ever hear of, let me think, of dried fruits? What goes to mind in dried fruits?
How do they dry it?
I'm asking. Dates, the apples.
You still eat it though? It's a way.
How about cucumbers? You have dried cucumbers.
You can still eat that? It's a way of eating it.
I'm saying it's not normal to eat it. It's not the normal way to eat it, right? It doesn't have to become that it's a spice.
Well, I thought it was the actual way he was eating it was just strange, but it's actual food that's strange, the way it's prepared.
Okay, so let's repeat what it says in this. It says in this Gemara is that anything that's eaten not in its normal way, so that becomes the name of the product becomes kas. Kas, pilpuli. Because pilpuli is supposed to be eaten a certain way, and in this case, he was eating it shalok kederech, and this is the product that they sell in the store. It's not just he had to eat it shalom kederech. It's kas pilpuli. Okay? Kol davar. Anything. Yeah? Adam Eichel Shalai Kedarka Mikri Kasisa. That's one way to read the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara is not kas, but it's kus. Kus means he did it. It's not the product. We're not even giving the product this name. It's kus. This is what he did.
But if the Rashi cleans it in that way, that
it turns into a different.
Kus is the verb and only the verb. Kus, if he did kus to Pilpili.
Made it into
whatever. Didn't make anything. Where do you say the word made?
He did. What did he do? What do you mean?
Who said it? That's what he did.
Did what?
He ate a shalom kederach. What do you mean?
Because means
the person sucks on a lemon. That would be cuss lemon.
So it's the way you eat it.
Not in the right way.
So this is a very important nekuda in the Gemara. We're gonna have to pay close attention. Okay. So I see what we're gonna have to do. Let me tell you what we're gonna have to do. I'm going to have to read, and I'm not going to get to any of the answers. And tomorrow, Tzvi is going to come and pound away with you this Gemara, from this Gemara, yeah, Tzvi, from this Gemara, with the Ha'aris that we have. So let's begin again. Take out your pen and paper, including you, Tzvi, because this is going to be a shit tomorrow. Right? Okay, so mamish, a few minutes. Let's go. All right? So again, question number one. Pilpili. You got it? Pilpili? Yeah, you with me or you're not with me?
Yeah.
Okay, pilpili. What's pilpili? Question number one. What is pilpili? Is it pilpili the pepper? Is it pilpili dry peppers? Or is it pilpili peppers?
Black pepper powder.
Question number one. Reb Sheshes Amar, the bracha is shakel, which is not a eitz, which is not a dama. So Rav Amar, like Klum, you don't make a bracha. Why would you not make? That's question number two. Why'd you write this down? Like Klum, why nothing? I mean, he's eating it, he's enjoying it, he's at, huh? That's question number two. Why do you not make any bracha whatsoever? We'll soon see. The answer's tomorrow, because obviously you didn't learn the Gemara, and I want Sweet to teach you the Gemara. V'azda Rav L'taymei. So this is going to be a proof, because it has to follow through, and that is not to make a bracha at all would make it putter on Yom Kippur.
So should I use the word Ba'azda again? I'm sorry.
Ba'azda, it goes. Follows. Rava l'tai. Mei d'amar Rava. Kas palpili. So the question is going to be, does it kas palpili or kas palpili? Is it the verb or is it the noun? Kas palpili. B'yayim d'kipure, he is putter. I mean, why can't you just do the chatchila if it's not eating? So just go do it. No. I mean, pata means you're pata, which means it's not the right thing to do, but it's nothing. You don't make a bracha on it, so it's nothing. Tell me something. What bracha do you make on ear? What bracha do you make?
What on?
Swallowing ear.
Ear?
Yeah.
No.
What bracha do you make? Swallow your saliva. Make a bracha?
No.
Are you allowed to swallow your saliva, Yom Kippur?
Yes.
L'chatchila or b'diavad?
Yes.
L'chatchila, yes. Make up your mind. If it's loy klum,
then why can't you eat it?
Why can't you just eat it? Okay. Next point. Kas zangvile b'yayimit kipure. Again, potter. Now, why do we have to say it as two different cases? Why is it two different? What? We just say cuss, pilpili v'sangvila. I don't know. Once again, this thing and that thing. It's a cute way of observation. Okay. No, it's not kabbalah. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Hoyer Remeir Eimer. Remeir would say mimash mashenemar vara. Oh no, back to Arlo. Okay, that's what I was telling you. Remember, because it says by Arlo Aralta es Piriyai. Don't I know that our altum is period is only by an eitz machel, because it says period, so why does it say eitz machel? Elamatam loimer eitz machel lahavi to include eitz, a tree, shetam eitzai, that the taste of its tree, its bark, period, and its fruit, shav, is equal. What is that? Ha pilpilin. tuple, the tree bark, and the fruit that comes from this tree has the same taste. Now, I want to tell you again, the Gemara says, how do we know an etrog is an etrog? How do we know we're supposed to take a... How made some period? It doesn't say the word etrog ever in the Torah.
Please make the tree.
I think the Gemara asks us for a question. Maybe it's pilpul. Maybe you should take a...
Well, what is
pilpul? So again, we're not sure. Either it's a black pepper, or it's a dried black pepper.
Whatever it is,
that's what you should take. Okay? Point being, so we were chadesh that there's a din arla. There's a din arla on pilpul, right? L'lam decha sha'pilpulim chayavim be'arla.
It says, it's
says, it's says. And here's a little muster, people like a little muster. To teach you also that nothing's missing in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a perfect country. Alright? Shenemar, Eretz, like it says, Eretz Asher Loi B'miskeinus Teichel Ba'lechem Loi Sechzer Ba. You won't be missing anything.
What does that mean?
Pilpul is, it's great. Eretz Yisrael even has pilpul. It's tremendous. You can work on that tomorrow. We'll solve it. That's irrelevant. You know, for Allah. Okay. So what do we have? Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Ha Beriti Vusa, Ha Biapesha. The difference is when it's wet and when it's dry. When it's wet, what's the halacha? Is it in Arla? And it's shakol. When it's dry, like clothes.
Already like two.
Wait, four questions. No questions. Just let's read. So what do you see clearly? That when it's wet,
it's
no good. No, not today. Hab ritivusa. What does ritivusa mean? When it's wet.
But I don't know all of the laws apply when it's wet.
So first of all, like this. What does wet mean? Wet means that it's this
moist,
fresh, and then dry means it's dried of that, or wet means the vegetable and dry means the spice. That's the question. Well, we don't know what it means. What's the main question here? So there's a din arla when it's wet. What bracha do we want you to make when it's wet? I thought we just learned the entire time not that way. Whenever there's a din arla, then it's a fruit. And if it's a fruit, you make eight. Something's wrong here.
It's obviously not the ikar fruit.
What bracha does the Rambam say we should make on pilpulin? Tell you to look it up, right? We're going to look it up. The Riv, the Rambam, makes Adama. Again, we're all over the map.
Nobody says Adama.
What is less kosher than that?
I'm saying that nobody in the Gemara brings Adama. Say Shakul or not.
So tomorrow, you're going to learn the Riv, where the Riv brings the Sugya Pilpel, and he says the Brach is Bar Kri Adama. Nobody says that.
And it should be either Ha'et
or a Shahako. And it should really be a etz, because what is it when it's wet?
The ikers.
It's pre. And whenever it's pre, then it's always a etz.
Then it's a
down. And then
it's a
this Gemara is... You said something very good, by the way. Someone answer what you want to say.
Oh, maybe it's the middle there.
So let me give you a little bit heads up, Tzvi, tomorrow.
Wait, can I ask one question?
Sure, you can ask many, whatever you want.
No, it says over here, the Rameir comes and says, mash nema ve'olatam 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 ve'olatam, right? So he brings down, brings from a pasuk that
pilpul is also included in that.
Included in what?
Arla.
So if I need a pasuk to tell it to me, obviously it's not a regular, normal case.
But
right?
Now that it is, I love you. So you get up and dance with you, you know.
No, but I'm saying I need a pasuk.
Like it.
The fact that I need a pasuk to tell me this is not...
He's good. You're so good. No, tomorrow, but that was going to be the secret. You know, the secret.
Secret.
You know, whenever you have cards, you have like one card that's...
Sold right there.
Kosen.
That was it. If it's so simple that it's the fruit, then just... Why not? And here's the home run. You ready? So write this down, because this is going to be teaching tomorrow to the class.
I don't have a wording, but I'm going
to
write it.
So you have to learn to bring a pen and paper, because you're the Rebbe. Yeah, you're teaching.
It's hard thing to
bring.
Huh?
I'm going to bring it. I have to run, that's why. I'm
okay, so listen to me carefully. Give you a few good tips. The Rambam never said there's Arla by Pilpul.
There is Arla by Pilpul.
You notice it's not say, but Rameir said, right? Rameir says, Mimashma said, don't say it anywhere in Allah.
There's no Pilpul at all.
Rameir says it.
Plus there's Arla maybe.
That's Rameir's
Sarab. But the Rambam doesn't pass that way. That's your answer. That's one, that could be one way how to get around this.
Okay.
Then I'm going to give you a another fact that you have to work on, and that is, why do people plant? What about that?
Why do people plant?
What?
Why do people plant?
I got John to eat it, so it occurs in my mind.
Why do people plant the pilpul? For what reason? I haven't made any mention of that here. I ask, why do people plant pilpul? Why do they plant pilpul? Why do they do it?
Maybe it's an offspring, I don't know. Maybe it's a clipper.
Do they do it for the raw pepper? Remember to tell them that. Maybe that has to play. That changes. That's the game changer in the whole thing. Okay. Third point, that might be another game changer, and that is, okay, then with this I'll let you go. You ready? Is Arla about the tree, or is Arla about the fruit of the tree? Because of the tree or because of the fruit? The reason, what's the Isur? Is the Isur the tree and therefore its fruit? Or the tree is its fruit from this tree?
It's from Tamarot. It's from Tamarot. It's like this.
That's fruit from the tree.
Huh?
That's the issue.
Tomorrow,
we're going to go through all this, okay? This is tomorrow's shir based on this Gemara. And there's actually one or two more lines more, but that's you have to do. Okay. You got it? Okay. So Rabbi said, good. Okay. Now what we're going to do is, we're going to learn the Gemara one more time. Okay, everybody take out their pen and papers.
All right. I was supposed to have peppercorn.
They have fancy language for everything. Peppercorn. Okay, everybody take out your paper. Do it again until you get the Gemara clearly inside. Every word, you're going to translate every word. We're translating every word.
Would be a spice because the only reason why they bring it up is to deal in secondary cases.
Maybe. That's a good way to look at it.
They can make a shot call and it's not a vegetable. It's
maybe. That's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at it tomorrow.
We're getting too many ideas, Rabbi. Just like...
I know. That's why I said we're not doing this. We're just reading the Gemara.
What's happening right now, then?
Reading the Gemara.
I'm not doing anything.
I said, let's read the Gemara. Take out your pen and paper.
Pen and paper, present.
Present. Turn it around. Okay. The Gemara starts with the word pilpuli. You see it?
Good.
Does everybody see the word pilpuli?
The word pilpuli? Yo, you see the word pilpuli? Yes, it's pilpuli.
Everybody take out your pen and paper. Where's your paper? Sorry, the Gemara. Okay. Does everybody come just in time? Let's go. Does everybody see the word pilpuli?
Yes.
Okay, so repeat after me. This is the continuation of the previous Gemara. What I did was I fast-forwarded the Gemarot about Zrayim. What is Zrayim, Rabotai? You know what Zrayim is? Trumot, Maisers, Orla. Okay?
Is there a translation of the word Zrayim?
Yeah, Zrayim is seeds. It's one of the things in the Mishnayot. Zrayim, that's
Zera.
The first. Zera.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go. Everybody sit down and translate the following word. Pilpuli. Write down the word pilpuli. No, I'm doing translation word for word now, okay? You're going to have to learn how to read a Gemara.
Yes.
No, we're not going to let you move.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Don't we learn about the barley?
Yeah, what about it?
Not to make a blessing. We would think not to make a blessing at all.
Because it's for the animals.
What is this for?
Yeah. What's the say anything about animals here?
No, so back to your question.
What did you go for?
Why is that? No one said anything about being banned for the stomach, pilpuli.
What are you going for?
Well, there's not one word about that. No one ever said
it's no connection.
Not yet. Maybe later. But right now, I want to translate the Gemara. That is, the sugya is put in big words. The word pilpuli.
What are we defining that?
That's the question. The question is, what is pilpuli? So tomorrow, you're going to take out your art scrolls. Whatever you take out, and there it's going to say peppercorn. I'd like you to walk into a store and say, "Give me some peppercorn." And you know what the guy's going to say? Get out of my store! You're not. You're making jokes about me. So I don't know.
The high school definition of peppercorn?
I don't know, sir. Either whatever you'd like, but whatever it is.
Rainbow. I like rainbow.
The question, yeah, Ruben, let's go. So the question, let's go right now. Purple. The question, are we talking about live raw peppers? Are we talking about dried peppers? They sell in the store dried peppers, I don't know if you know that, right?
Sure. Live?
Regular fresh, regular peppers. Are we talking about dried fruit? Like dried fruit? Or are we talking about spice pepper? Black pepper? Paprika?
Paprika.
Yeah, what do you think, pepper? What do you think?
Crushed
the red is?
I don't know.
Huh?
Crushed pepper?
Crushed. One. Yeah, hey, crushed pepper. Write that down. Crushed pepper. What are we talking about? Okay. Next. What does it say? Read. Everybody read. What does it say in the next? Reb Sheshes, Tamar Reb Sheshes says?
Shako.
Okay? Yeah, it's there. Shako. What is the next opinion? Rabba, what does he say?
Lo.
Now, why don't I say what's not called eating? I don't say what is it? There's no blessing at all?
No. It's not eating. It's not. Narada is no bracha. It's lawful. It's nothing.
Okay.
So, according to Tosfos,
This is after you know the Gemara. You see, again, what is called learning Gemara text is first translating what it says and understanding the words, and then you'll understand why. The why, tomorrow. The what, today. Today we're doing what the Gemara says. Let's read. Pilpili. What is pilpili? Okay? Rava says, shakol. Stop. Don't pick up. Yeah. Rava says, loiklum, nothing. Does loiklum mean nothing because there's no bracha? Loiklum means it is nothing. Loiklum is you didn't do anything, you didn't eat anything. I don't know, could be all three of them. So translate the word loiklum. Everybody write down. What does loiklum mean?
No intent.
No, loiklum means nothing. Now nothing can mean nothing because it is nothing. Nothing can be nothing because
no bracha.
Isn't
that what it is?
I don't know.
Seems like it.
Why would you make no bracha on something that you ate? You want to explain to me? I don't know.
Something that's not in the way of eating? If it's a pepper that's spiced pepper, then maybe it would be no bracha.
No bracha? Why?
Because maybe it's not something you would eat just regularly.
It's like achad gasa.
It's like the olive oil.
Maybe.
That type of thing.
So write that down. Write a book. I don't know. No problem.
Because if you said, if the opinion of the bracha is set of bracha, it's in chakra, the guy is also not going to have a bracha. It's contrary.
So the first one said shakol. So what the first guy felt that what it is considered eating, and they're arguing that people do eat it. I like it. You don't like it. Is this? It's all about
the opinion of taste.
Okay. So repeat after me. First shita is shakol. Why? Write it down. Why?
It's a food.
And the second one says lo klum. It's not a food. Comes out, there's an interesting argument here, right? Okay, so what you have to do is write for me why shakol. The second thing you have to write to me why lo klum. And what are they arguing? That's what learning Gemara.
You're supposed to learn this today?
It's not, I'm just first write what I said. First,
I'm not saying we're supposed to learn any out today, but we don't care. That's
how we're not done. The answers to these questions would have been today if you would have learned the Gemara properly. Yeah.
It would have been.
Do it. Okay, I can't help you. So again, question number one, what is pilpili? Question number two, are you writing question number two? Why shahakol? Question number three, why lo klum? Question number four, what are they arguing? That's what learning Gemara. What are they arguing? What's based on? Well, why? Because you said shahakol, so I said nothing? That's the way Jews think. Because you said yes, I'll say no.
Yeah, there's no point to agree.
Okay. That's it for four questions. Question number one, what is pilpili? Question number two, why shahakol? Question number three, why lo klum? And question number four, you got, everybody has four questions here? What are they arguing? What?
They both think that it's
so this you'll do tomorrow. See, this is the why is tomorrow. And you want to do it on your own tomorrow, fine, and then we can do it again this year. So far I'm teaching. I'm just trying to read with you how to read. This is the way you're supposed to read the Gemara. Pilpili. The first thing that you're supposed to ask yourself is, what is pilpili?
Same Rabbi Jesus probably thought pilpili was one thing, and Rabbi thought it was something else.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's even food.
Or maybe they both agree what it is, but they have an argument what bracha is supposed to make on what it is. And I know this is all good. This is, but again, this is how you would have to read the Gemara. Pilpili. What is pilpili?
How do you know it's not a chair? I'm just like, how do you know it's a food? Like, you don't know the definition. How do you know what it is?
Pilpili is peppers. We don't know. Because that's the word pilpili.
Okay, so that's it.
Question, what peppers? Are we talking live peppers, raw peppers, canned peppers? So you say red peppers. The truth of Mars is not that way. Or it's not regular peppers.
That's what Mar says. For
why would you not make a bracha on peppers? Well, you don't make bracha on peppers.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? I mean, obviously it's not peppers. Something's different in the Gemara. It's not pilpa. And what bracha you make on oranges? So that's later. That's, we don't know that yet. So again, when the Gemara says pilpa, we don't know what the Gemara means. It can't mean regular peppers, right? Obviously it doesn't mean regular peppers. Because then it would be hadama. You wouldn't ask me such a question, right? Okay. Next question. When the Gemara comes along and says that one says shakol, why? The next question. When one says lo klum, why? And then, what are they arguing? Next piece of the Gemara. Comes along the Gemara, and he says, v'azda rava l'taymei. Rava goes according to his reason, and that is, kus pilpili. So your next thing is you have to know what the word kus means. Kus pilpili. Yes, it does, but you have to know the Rashi too. So what does kus pilpili mean? Does kus pilpili mean he did it? It's a verb. That's what he did. And you put a kamatz under the word chaf, kus. Kus. Or kas pilpili. It's a type of a food. Like, crushed tomatoes, right?
So kas and kos are different?
Yeah, of course. Kas is that, is the product. For example, crushed tomatoes, what you have to eat it crushed? You have to sit there crushing the tomato? No. It's the product. It's a crushed tomato. Kas pilpili or kas pilpili?
But the next thing that they brought down shows it's not a food. Ginger. It's similar to ginger.
It's similar to ginger, right? You don't eat ginger plain, right?
Why not?
But you cook it, though. Why not?
Weird person.
Why not? Why don't the weird people? People eat ginger.
Medicine.
Who said it was ginger? It's not true.
You don't eat it. You put it on something.
That's what you do. I eat ginger.
You can't cook it. You can't
touch it. You eat ginger stuff?
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Kas pilpili, yeah? Or kas pilpili? Next question. He did it beyond the Kippuri. He's potter. What does potter mean? That you're allowed to go do that? Is you allowed to go to the store and buy it? And the answer is, of course not. Potter just means that if you did it, you're not chayav.
You're not chayav. And also, like, if you have any amount, it's like if you have over...
you can have as much as you want, but you'll be potter. What do you mean it's not food? It's a great question. What do you mean a potter? It's not food? Kas zamvali beyom et kipuri potter. Okay? Question you have to ask yourself, why is
hot sauce?
Huh?
Like hot sauce.
Like what? Hot sauce, maybe.
They had hot sauce back then?
How about, says the Gemara, kas pilpili and kas, why do you need two things for it? What? Just say anything that's kas, anything that you, all spices. If you want to say spices, say spices. Just say kas. Whoever eats on your kippur, spice. Why is these two things?
How do you know spice?
I don't know. That's what it means, right?
You have to ask a question that it's
if the potter is because it's spice, then you don't need to say if he chopped onion, if he chopped garlic, and if he chopped pepper. I got it. You eat spice. Not a question. It's still the same statement. No, it's a statement. Kaz and Kvali is also potter. It's all part of the same statement. It's the same statement. Cuss, so just say cuss any spices. Imagine guy Yom Kippur says, "Oh gosh, I'm so hungry. Oh my God. Okay, you know what? Oh, there's onion pepper there. There's onion powder and garlic powder. You know, so I'm just gonna fill myself up on it." So that's potter. That's the chora, what it means, right? It's just say if you ate pepper, if you ate any spice. Yes, yeah, whatever you're assuming it is that way if it's gingers, and it's that way if it's peppers, and it's that way if it's onions, and it's that way if it's whatever it is, right? It's not spice. So what is it? It's dried fruits. So any dried fruit. Why do you have? I'm not telling you anything. I'm reading with you. You see, I see already from this lecture how this is going to be a tremendous fight to the end. No, I see already what the problem is. You've never been trained to read the Gemara. You lack training about how to read a piece of Gemara. That's what it is. My job is to fight with you until you get to read the Gemara properly. All right, we're going to do it. Let's go. It is what it is. We're going to fight it to the end, and you're going to know how to read a piece of Gemara when we're finished. Okay, you got it? Let's go further. Says the Gemara, Mace. Now, what's Meisvei? Meisvei is always a big question, a big challenge, and that is Hayav Rameh Omer. The mayor used to say, "Mimashmash and emavar altam arlo toet pirio." On a tree, you need to take arlo. You got to leave it for 3 years. I don't know that it's a fruit tree. If it has fruits and you give arlo, then we know it's a fruit tree. Elamatam lomar etz ma'achal. So why does it have to say the word etz ma'achal?
What's the abbreviation of Tav Lamed again?
Talmud Lomar. So why does it have to teach us? Talmud?
Talmud
Lomar. Teach to say. So why does it have to say etz ma'achal, that it's an etz ma'achal in the Pasuk? It says the word lavi, to include, lavi, to teach us, to bring us a new chidush, and that is etz shetam etzo upiryo shaveh. That there's another arla which we might not have thought there's arla on it. We might have thought this is not arla. Yes, you. Why? Because etz upiryo, the tree part, and the fruit part is the same. So even on the etz part, you take arla. Etz machal. So there's a type of arla that's even the etz alone, the tree itself, and that is pilpul. So wait a minute, so pilpul is not the fruit anymore. What is it?
So what's the case?
Is it dried fruit? Dried pepper?
Cinnamon.
That's what I want tomorrow. Cinnamon. Cinnamon is the classic case. You know, cinnamon looks like a tree. You know, it's a stick. It almost looks like a tree. You cook it, people eat it. Like it. Tea and stuff, and then they grind and they make what from it?
Spice.
We need to have a big discussion tomorrow. What is it? It's like cinnamon. Very much. Anyways, the point being that there's a din arla on no pilpul. Lahavi, to include. So Gemara says that there's a problem. How could there be arla? You hear?
I smile.
How could there be arla? No? What bracha, like klum, nothing. That's what the verse saying.
That's the challenge.
That's the challenge. Meisvei, something doesn't make sense.
Or maybe because it becomes nothing, make it into nothing.
Let's see this all tomorrow. I'm doing so far the reading with you. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Ve'ezeh pilpul lam nechom. Why don't you look inside? Shapilpulin, no. Shapilpulin, chayavim ba'arlo. Ulalamdacha, to teach you, Shein Eretz Yisrael, Chaseira Klum. Eretz Yisrael misses nothing. Everything is there. Yeah, Yeah, so the truth is, this is Drush already. For tomorrow, he'll be busy with you on that. But you know what? It's teach me, and Shol has everything, like it says in the Pasuk, Eretz, a land, Ashalom and Miskenut. You know what Misken means? It's Miskenut, it comes from the Pasuk. Yes. Because you're not living in Israel and saying, that poor guy, look at the food he has in Israel. Israel is good. You know, my son came back from Israel. He came and said, you know, the food is unbelievable. Breakfast, lunch, it's almost like a big meal. Salads and foods, and that's a little bit Miskenut. You know, in America, toast puts you in a piece of bread, and they tell you that's good enough for breakfast. You want some butter? There's butter in the fridge. Lo b'miskenu tochal bolechem. You're not going to eat bread like misken. He's only eating bread. They give you salads and foods. Unbelievable stuff. That's lo b'miskenu tochal bolechem. Lo techsar kol bol. So the point being, you see that there's a chi of arla. So how can you say it's nothing and you don't make a bracha? Answers the Gemara, like Kasha. Ha beritifta, ha baya peshta. One is when it's wet, one when it is dry. What do we see? Wet, dry. So the question is, what's called wet? What's wet? What's called dry?
Why does it start off charcoal?
That's the main question of the sugya. The main question of the sugya, if there's a chi of arla, so it's a fruit, and if it's a fruit, how did it turn into charcoal? And that's why the riff says adama. But either way, if it's, then it should be eights.
This plant, this tree, this whatever it is, this is an acre.
He just woke up. He just realized what this is first of all. That's the plant. That's the sugya.
Remember, you don't plant this plant tree, whatever it is, for this.
Some say that. Okay. Some say that we forgot one part of the Gemara before. And that is, why do we plant
the Korah?
The pilpul tree. Do we do it for this? Do we do it for the spices?
We should always make a bracha, though. Like, it isn't worse.
That's a very good question. So, we should make something. Give me nothing.
Get from me,
why'd you write all these questions? All of everything I just said. This last part too, that if there's a chi of arla, so how did it turn to adama? Rambam.
Is it on the wireless edition on the brain?
How did it turn to adama? And the Gemara never said. One said shaka, one said nothing. And all of a sudden the Rambam woke up and said adama.
It's just a byproduct of one.
Some say that. Some Achronim say that. That's
the
shaka. Maybe. Let's continue the next line. Says the Gemara. Amilei Rabbanan Lemreimer. Rabbanan said to Meremer, Kas Zangbila. Biyome de Kippure. Patur. I thought we said that already, isn't it? We just said it, no? But you woke up again. Kasangvila means if a guy went and he either crushed or he ate the spices on Yom Kippur, he's Patur. He just said it. What do you want? I mean, you repeat what you had. But you're having amnesia?
Oh, sorry.
Write that down. Does the Gemara have amnesia? Come here, the Gemara has amnesia. Okay, the Gemara just said it. Unbelievable. He thinks if he puts the shtender higher, it's going to come by itself. Don't fall. Oh, you got me. Checkmate, you got me. No, that's what they used to do in Europe. When a guy used to fall asleep, they used to... You know, there was a very famous story, and I don't know if it's real or not, about a certain Jew, Talmid Chacham, mysterious, who's called the Chup. What's a Chup?
The who?
The Chup!
Chup.
Wait, he used to tie his hair to something?
Yeah. How do you know?
I heard that. I don't know. I forgot what.
I don't know if it's a true story or not.
It's not.
But it's a story.
You know, my uncle used to say a great line. You heard about this guy that won the $1 million lottery? It's not a true story, but it's a lot of money. Of course not. Let's repeat it again. He used to say over, you heard about so and so? He won the $10 million lottery. Not a true story. It's definitely a lot of money.
Just a wicked person up.
No, it's a stupid story. The story is that the story never happened, but it's a good story, right?
So Chup also?
Chop, I don't know if it's a real story or not. Maybe it's just to wake up somebody. I don't know what it is. But they used to say in Europe, chop is a braided, what do you call it, like a
horn?
Hair.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you call a guy who wears a thing in the back? No? Huh? Pony, a ponytail. Chop is a ponytail. Now, Hasidim use the word chop for any hair that you grow here. Ooh, this guy's a chup. He's a chup. Chup. Yeah, they're going to tell you you're chup hard.
You're a chup.
They're going to look at you and go, chup, hardcore chup. Don't worry about it. Anybody says you just learn Torah, be happy, you'll be fine. Okay, you hear? Point being, point, what's the story? Some people used to make fun of him who has a ponytail. You see a pony, you think the guy's a hippie, right?
Yeah,
true. One night, they saw him learning, and they realized that what did he do with his ponytail? He used to tie it to the wall behind him.
The Maharsha.
It's the Maharsha. It's a real story about the Maharsha. Literally, you should say about the tzaddik. I don't know who it was. It was the Maharsha. They had a chup. It's a true story.
Ahavas Chaim, I saw that too.
Who's Ahavas Chaim? Who is it?
Menachem Harashim.
It's two
red books.
I know. Could be. Listen, I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth.
No, usually, like, when it's a Sephardi's day,
yeah, they think it's heebie-jeebie and then it's out there. I don't know, we have to, that's our hope. We're going to do this soon. We're gonna see if this is a real story.
So what happened, like, hit the wall behind him?
No, so whenever he would, like, fall asleep, he could, because it was his head was tied to the wall behind him.
That's sick.
Rabbi, that's say about the Marsha. Really
said it.
But you hear what we're going to do tomorrow? You got it? You see the rift, the Rambam, it's going to be beautiful. And he's a good guy. Reuven is good. Reuven is good. Reuven is gewaldig. Reuven is good.
I told him he has to be a rabbi doctor.
Good. What's wrong with being a doctor?
Best no, rabbi doctor.
Rabbi doctor. All good. Good. Let's go. You ready? Why not if you could be? Okay, let's go. Come. You hear? Says the Gemara. Me be hana do we sharia? No, it's not. Hai hamlata, it's a type of a spice that comes from Hindu. Sharia, it's mutar. Uvivarchin olea bore pri hadama. So, wait a minute. On one hand, you said that if I ate spice, zangvala, ginger spice, or whatever, ginger something, you patur. And then all of a sudden, this hamlata, which comes from Hindu, butter, and then you make a bore priha. Adama?
Now we're talking.
Ah, all of a sudden the bore priha struck his head. It veered its head out.
It's actually out of India?
India.
So where is that word? It's from India.
Hatanya, it's from India.
So it depends where you think, grow.
The answer
now it depends where you grow.
Hi, hamlata, the atya, and it comes, mibe, handui. All right, man, it comes from India. I think that's what it means. You know, bring me the archbishop. He's here. Yeah, let's see how we translate Bibe Handui. Handui literally means India, I think. But let's see if they fix it up a little bit. Maybe it's too racist to say Indian. Oh, the spice. What's the spice? Turmeric, not turmeric. What's the other yellow stuff that they eat?
Oh, that's right.
You know the yellow stuff? Huh? No, the yellow stuff. Cumin is far, it's from foreign stuff. I'm talking about the Hindus. They eat the yellow. Not turmeric. What's the other thing called? Yeah, what does he say? Mibe Adaya?
Hindus.
Kushim, the Hindus. It comes from Hindus. Ethiopia Hindus, that's what it is. Just the point is it comes from some Middle Eastern or something. I don't know, something out there. Daya. From Bombay! You like it from Bombay? They have the two spices, turmeric and Mikhail, what are the two spices the Hindu Indian people eat?
Present day India.
India, I told you, present day India. Alright, I'll by tomorrow remember that yellow stuff. You remember, Evie, what's the spice the Indians eat, the yellow stuff that they love? Turmeric? Curry. There you go. Curry, this is curry, this is it. Some have lata, bibe hundayo. What bracha you make on curry? You look like a guy that eats curry all day. What bracha you make on curry?
This is Rabbi. That was a fine
I guess.
Man, he's the guy.
What's the main ingredient in the curry?
Curry's the thing. Curry's here. It's like, what's the main ingredient in apple sauce? Apples. Curry.
Problem.
The Gemara says it's mutter to eat. Now, why would I think it's not mutter to eat? Shari, it's mutter. Kippur? Not on Yom Kippur. So what's Shari? It's mutter. I don't know. Maybe it's for Avodah Zarah. They used to use it for Avodah Zarah. You think, I don't know. So write this down. What's Shari? Why would I think it's not mutter?
Why would
I?
For what?
Like, I don't know. What's it to eat?
Four spices are butter, but curry is butter?
I don't know. The question is, it says clearly that if I ate on Yom Kippur...
What's shari?
Shari means mutar, mutar, sharia.
Permitted to go and eat it.
Yeah. So what do you mean?
It was like the avat.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean Yom Kippur, obviously. We're not talking about Yom Kippur
anymore. Which word do we use for curry? Which word is curry?
I mean, this hamlata. Hamlata, the Gemara. Hamlata, the Atyem Ibei.
Hamlata's curry.
Something like that, I don't know. It's along those lines. Indian curry.
Curry-ish. Curry-ish.
So the first thing is sharia. Why would I think it's what? Why should it be asur? Why would I think that it's asur? Second question.
I don't think it's asur.
No, obviously it says sharia for a reason.
Why all of a sudden is it bore priya dama? So if you take a look at Rashi, right? Rashi is going to come and answer a lot of the issues that we have. Not the issues that you have. The issues you have, you're going to need to go to. Just kidding. The issues that we have in the Gemara. So let's begin with Kas Pilpili. Is he Kas Pilpili? Kadavash Adam Eichel Shaloi Kedarki Mikri Kisisa. So it seems like he's talking about the guy. The way he does it is called Kisisa. Pator, Rashi says, Sisa means he chews it with his teeth. He crushes it with his teeth. Kis Shari, Pator mi karet. What does Rashi want? It's not mutar. It says Pator mi karet. It's Pator from the death. It's not mutar. You know, I'll eat this on Yom Kippur, but you mean Pator from.
You can't have gizai anyway.
You can't eat this. You definitely
not
eat
it.
Sassy.
So how do we switch something like
Shoshana? I would go. I'm not telling you to go eat spices on Yom Kippur, but if you ate it, you might be Pater.
Rabbi, why did you switch up the Lashon? How come there's a Mutar?
And the answer is, it doesn't mean Shari. You're not eating on Yom Kippur.
So
it means something else, obviously. So let's see Rashi. Comes along Rashi, he says, Shari, it's Mutar. And po lo mishum bishum nachrim. Lo mishum giul nachrim. One halach is that if a guy would go, you hear, and use it for Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to use it anymore. So if he went to his Buddhist temple and started going, oh, my, my, kuri. You took that kuri. Are you allowed to eat it?
No.
That's what Rashi's saying. Shari, it's mutter.
No, so you can.
What's
the word Giul is all Zar
Giul? What it means literally? Disgust.
Disgusting. Disgusting. So it's all Zar. All the
Zar. All the Zar. Then there's something called Bishul Nachri. If he cooks
like
it, it becomes Asur. Bishul Nachri.
Pizza.
I told him he's not allowed to eat in Annie's kitchen anymore.
Oh. Why? What's in Annie's kitchen?
Because
they only do Ashkenazi stuff.
They're going, first of all.
Yeah. So what?
The restaurant. It's Jewish all the men Ashkenazi style cooking steaks
make.
You don't have that
person.
The
restaurant. No, they had to be the other way around. If it was only a Goyish owner. The Moshe has a head to it. Whatever it's a Goyish owner, it could be there's no problem. Bishul Nachri.
Really?
Maybe that's the time that would be the most problematic, no?
No, for us it's not enough to turn on the
that's
fire.
That's two different suits. Right. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay, well, tomorrow I'll discuss it. I don't know if you're in his kitchen. I don't talk about it in his kitchen.
I eat rice most of my day. I eat rice. I have a heart attack.
I give up, bro. And when I make an order, they put some sauce, they heat it up, and they give it to you.
Yeah.
It's already cooked, my good.
When they do the only Ashkenazi thing, or they don't even do that either?
They do Ashkenazi. I hope.
What do they do? What's Ashkenazi?
They cook, as long as they turn the fire, it's good enough.
Also, any place which they do that spark.
Now good.
So we can't do any
What about for us?
That's
okay, now... Now, let me discuss with you an interesting story. 4, 5, or maybe more, 10 years ago, there was a big story. No one is allowed to wear a sheitel.
Nice.
No. So, have nothing to do with Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya holds you should wear a sheitel anyway. That's a different story. But even Ashkenazim, there was a big thing. There was a movement to come and say no more sheitel. No quarter up now. No more sheitel, you hear?
Quarter up. Rabbi Avadya Yosef said that women are not allowed to wear a sheitel.
So, I'm saying forget it. Leave that alone. Told by Ibn Ashkenazi. Why? They came out with a thing. They came out with a thing. Where did the shekels come from? Hindu. Comes from India. You know, the shekels come from India. Yeah.
There's real people here also.
They gave it to their idols.
They gave it to their idols. That's the story. What happened was. It was the way they got. How do you get so much here? And the answer is, there's a million, trillion, billion Hindus in the world.
That's some nasty hair, though. I your wigs, but still like.
So let me tell you something about their nasty hair. It's all dyed anyway. They dye it. What happens is like this. They used to have a religious ceremony that they would take their women after 16, 17 years of age, and they would come to the church, their thing, yeah. They would come to the church here, and they would take the and cut the hairs, and put it on the altar for their Buddha. And then they would take it and make money off it. That's right, they're in business. That, there you go, in the business.
They couldn't afford to get it.
And then he said, Avodah Zarah. Sir, Rabbi Belsky, my Rebbe, he went down to Hindu. He went to check it out. And he came back, he said, it's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Because it's not, they're giving the actual thing as a korban to the Avodah Zarah, but it's a ceremony. It's the cutting of it, not the hair of it. It's the concept. It's, for example, would you say that the Brit Milah, the actual Orla, is Kodesh?
No, the cutting of Orla.
It's the cutting of the Orla, which is the Kodesh.
Yeah.
So he said that the cutting of the hair was the problem. So they're not really doing that. They put it as a sign that they cut their hair.
They cut the hair, but the hair is what they're contributing.
So that's what I'm telling you. He went down to check that out, and he said that that's not what's really about.
If it was only the hair, so at home you cut the hair and you bring the hair, but no, it's the whole thing of that thing that makes them cool.
Yeah, it's but it's not the hair. It's not that they're giving the hair to cut.
They're cutting
it's
the it
there. Cutting
there. It's cool.
Exactly.
It's cool.
Perfect. Right. It's the cutting. We have Brit Milah and they have Brit Ha'ir. They cut their hair. Okay? But Mela, he said that there was no problem. This is the sugya of Sharia. This is the sugya of the next line. The Gemara says, the Gemara, so what's the difference? Ha b'rit tiyafta, ha b'yapesh. The one is when it's wet. One is when it's dry. Sweat, kumin. Is a bore priha adama. Dry is what?
We don't even know. We don't know about the same.
Or it says potter, I guess.
What's the first
again? Adama the verse.
No.
Question's gonna be, why is the curry different than the right? The curry different than the actual black pepper or whatever pepper. Now, if you read the next line, the Gemara, that's the next sugya already. He already came to the sugya of Daisa. What's the next sugya of Daisa? You know what Daisa is? I'm sure you know in Israel. You ever in Israel? You ever saw Daisa?
Daisa.
What is it? You know what it is?
Something like
it's a cereal. It's a type of hot cereal. That's the farina. That's the next component. What broccoli you make on? Daisa. Okay, we'll stop over here. Yes.
Daisa, like poultry or something.
Correct. So we'll stop over here. Mitz Hashem. Tomorrow morning, we're going to go to get the Y. I see you're all geared up on the Ys. Do you hear the questions?
I'm fired.
You're fired for tomorrow, huh?
Fired for tomorrow.
You see what this is about? There's so much going on here.
Do you want to answer any of the questions?
I know, I'm doing it on purpose. I see you can't. I see it's eating at you. Good.
You
learn to read. My job is to make you learn how to read. You're coming back tomorrow for the rest of the shift. The why. Today we did the what.
11:30.
11 o'clock. Too early for you. 11:15. All right, so come. Try to come as much. Okay, try to come. Whenever you're able.
Down the class.
Okay, you ready? Okay, so remember, what's the main thing about learning? First, you have to know the what.
Is this your question?
This is my what?
It's your question.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I lost my what, and I feel very upset about it. You don't think I took it with me?
I think I lost my what.
I feel very bitter about it.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me, please.
Yes, we're done.
Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen va'amen.
Amen, we amen.
We amen.